Yahoo waves goodbye to its co-founder and hello to a new future?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. The co-founder of Yahoo is out. Jerry Yang announced he'll cut ties with the tech company. The former CEO helped make the internet as we know it today, but he's been weighed down by his decision not to accept a $40 billion merger with Microsoft. There's a sense that Yang's departure could pave the way for a new path forward for Yahoo, and the news got us curious about the role of company founders in letting a company grow. For more, we've got Howard Anderson on the phone. He's senior lecturer at the MIT Entrepreneurship Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
So when does a founding CEO become more of a problem than a help for his or her company?
Rarely is someone a great entrepreneur and also a great manager. Usually you excel at one and someone else excels at two, because it takes a different skill set. Two graduate students at Stanford are not necessarily the people to run multi-billion-dollar companies. There are exceptions. Bill Gates comes immediately to mind. Jerry just may have stayed too long. And I think turning down Microsoft is going to go down in technology history as one of the four or five stupidest decisions that a CEO has ever made.
Is tech different than other industries when it comes to this sort of thing?
It is different. Things happen faster. You snooze, you lose. I'm in a prosaic business. I'm making chairs. I'm making whatever it is I'm making. I'm General Mills and whatever. Things change, but they rarely change as quickly here. You can be up on Monday, miss the curve on Tuesday, and be essentially lunch and meat on Wednesday.
So with Jerry Yang out, back at Yahoo, is this problem solved?
No, the problem's not at all solved. The hardest job in all of technology is to turn a company who is on a downward spiral. And you bring in, CEOs. It's kind of like a baseball manager when the team is struggling. So we'll see. This is going to be a very, very difficult thing to do. You would love to have a CEO that, has that ability to do both jobs, but Jerry isn't it.
Howard Anderson is a senior lecturer at the MIT Entrepreneurship Center. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Giant pieces of space trash have been falling from the sky, three satellites in the last half year, and it's got people talking about the growing problem of space junk. The space debris poses a risk to functioning satellites, astronauts, and those of us just minding our business here on Earth. The U.S. says it will hold talks with the European Union and other countries on better ways to keep space cleaned up. Christopher Wirth has more from London.
NASA says there are over 500,000 small bits of man-made space junk orbiting the planet, remnants from past space missions and old satellites. The pieces aren't big, most are the size of a toy marble or a lemon. But moving at over 17,000 miles an hour, even a marble can do serious damage. Saeed Mostashar is the director of the London Institute of Space Policy and Law. He says countries here on Earth need to establish a code of conduct to limit space junk. He says the growing amount of space debris threatens weather forecasts, GPS technology, and even banking transactions.
Economically, we are becoming more and more dependent on space.
The issue of space junk rose to prominence when China destroyed one of its own satellites in a missile test in 2007. The resulting explosion created a debris cloud that's drifted uncomfortably close to the International Space Station. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Now, let's do the numbers. The markets are up this morning. The S&P is up 0.4%. NASDAQ is up just about 0.8% right now. The Dow is up 40 points at 12,522. Also up today, the moods of home builders. They're as optimistic as they've been since back in 2007.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. and by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
In less than a month, baseball starts spring training, and Albert Pujols will start getting monster-sized checks from the LA Angels. The first baseman recently signed a 10-year contract worth $250 million. The question is whether it's a good investment. So Marketplace's Jeff Tyler ran the numbers for us.
When the Angels invited fans to the stadium to welcome Albert Pujols to the team, John Kumar was there.
I took my children to the signing to see Albert Pujols introduced. And we bought his new memorabilia that was on sale right there, his jerseys and his T-shirts.
T-shirts run $27. Jerseys cost more than $100. They're flying off the shelves at the stadium store. Robert Alvarado is vice president of marketing and ticket sales for the Angels.
When you have 60 to 70% of your merchandise transactions that are Albert Pujols related, that's directly related to the signing.
He says season ticket sales are up significantly since Pujols joined the team.
We're seeing a 50% growth of new season sales versus last year.
Sales of 20-game packages have risen 300%. Fans are paying the money to see Pujols deliver. And if he does, he'll make more money. For example, he'll earn $7 million if he breaks the all-time record for home runs. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, turns out men are willing to shell out more when there are fewer women around. A new study from the University of Minnesota finds that men who think there's a scarcity of women are likely to spend more, save less, and act impulsively. Why? It's all about competition. According to the researcher, men in the study weren't aware that the ratios were affecting their behavior, but they sure acted like it mattered. Men who read articles describing their local population as having more men than women were willing to borrow more than 80% more each month. Their savings rate decreased 40%. That's some high-cost courting. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Think about Detroit for a second, not as a city, but as an image.
I would hope to be billed as something along the lines of Esquire, zoomed in on the Metro Detroit area.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the quick rise and equally fast fall of Jack Detroit in the magazine. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.